Our first reading comes from Jeremiah chapter 23, verses 1 to 6. A reading from Jeremiah. Woe to the shepherds who destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, says the Lord. Therefore, thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, concerning the shepherds who shepherd my people. It is you who have scattered my flock and have driven them away, and you have not attended to them. So I will attend to you for your evil doings, says the Lord. Then I myself will gather the remnant of my flock out of all the lands where I have driven them, and I will bring them back to their fold, and they shall be fruitful and multiply. I will raise up shepherds over them who will shepherd them, and they will not fear any longer, or be dismayed, nor shall any be missing, says the Lord. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I shall raise up for David a righteous branch, and he shall reign as king and deal wisely, and shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In his days Judah will be saved, and Israel will live in safety. And this is the name by which he will be called: The Lord is our righteousness. The word of the Lord. Now we read Psalms 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. The Lord makes me lay down in green pastures and leads me beside still waters. You restore my soul, O Lord, and guide me along pathways for your name's sake. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup is running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Our gospel reading this morning is from Mark chapter 6, verses 30 to 34 and 53 to 56. The Holy Gospel according to Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. The apostles gathered around Jesus and told him all that they had done and taught. He said to them, "Come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest a while." For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. And they went away in a boat to a deserted place by themselves. Now many saw them going and recognized them, and they hurried there on foot from all the towns and arrived ahead of them. As he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things. When they had crossed over, they came to land at Gennesaret and moored the boat. When they got out of the boat, people at once recognized him, and they rushed about that whole region and began to bring the sick on mats to wherever they heard he was. And he went into villages or cities or farms. They laid the sick in the marketplaces and begged him that they might touch even the fringe of his cloak. And all who touched it were healed. The Gospel of our Lord. As I read the Gospel for this week, I admit to feeling a little bit perplexed. You see, the readings this week in the Gospel of Mark fall in between two of the greatest miracles of Jesus, the feeding of the 5,000 and Jesus walking on water. At first glance, the passages seemed unimportant and trivial to me, more transitional than anything else, simply words that were used to frame the work of Jesus Christ. But as I studied and reread the passages, I began to wonder if the words and movements of Jesus and the disciples had a distinct purpose. What could these passages teach us about Jesus? What could they teach us about the kingdom of God? As we read the gospel, one can tell that the word and witness of Jesus Christ was becoming more and more sought after. The news would have traveled throughout the countryside, villages, and cities of this man and his radical way of living and loving. More and more people would have heard about his preaching, the healings, and the miracles. His mission was rapidly growing, and the disciples played a significant role in this mission, for they were listening and learning in order to continue his mission in the world when Jesus would no longer be physically with them. And people were so excited to see Jesus that they were running from place to place to catch a glimpse of him, to touch his clothing, to see if he was real. They ran faster than the boats could even move across the water. That was the passion and sense of hope that the people were feeling. They wanted to see Jesus because he actually saw them. He looked behind their social status, beyond their employment, beyond their culture, to see them for who they were, beloved children of God. As the crowds grew bigger, Jesus grew in compassion for them, for they were sheep without a shepherd. Their political leaders cared only about greed and power, not the well-being of their families. Jesus was a different kind of leader under a different perception of power. Jesus led out of compassion and love, justice and equality. The compassion that Jesus offered is shown in many ways in our reading today. The first was when Jesus led the disciples to a place of rest after they had returned from their travels. They would have been exhausted after sharing the good news of Jesus Christ, after teaching and healing so many. They would have heard the news of John's beheading, and they may have even been grieving his grisly death. Jesus knew they were tired. He knew the importance of taking time away, of going to a quiet place of rest and rejuvenation. I alluded to this in my pastor's message in the summer issue of The Messenger. We all need to take some time to rest and have silence. We all need a time to pause, to pray, to meditate, and to reflect. Our world is a busy and chaotic place. There is always so much to do and so little time to get it all done. Even during the 16-month pandemic, time has not slowed down. If anything, time seems to have gone by more quickly. I'm always amazed when I talk to folks in our long-term care. They say that even though you think time is going quickly, it is flying by. Often it feels like we are being pulled in many directions at once. There is the need to climb the corporate ladder, the need to keep up with the Joneses, the need to have the newest car, the biggest house, the greatest gadget. The list goes on and on. Consumerism, greed, entitlement, and individuality take precedence over the need for rest and rejuvenation in our lives. So often we confuse our wants with our needs. In calling out our need to rest, in our need to go to that deserted place, Jesus asks us to have compassion for ourselves. But how often do we really rest? How often do we actually have compassion for ourselves? How often do we give ourselves a break to do nothing, to enjoy the little things around us, the important things around us? How often do we take the time to notice that many of us have all we truly need within our grasp? Claudio Carvalhais suggests that in going to a place of rest, or the desert as he calls it, that we have a sense of ourselves again. No noise besides our noise and the wind. No presence besides our presence and the ghost. In the desert, there is no peace if our heart has no peace. There is only fear in the desert if our hearts live in fear. In the desert, we must control our minds, not for the sake of controlling it, but rather to be able to free ourselves from the grip of anxiety. Fear and endless movement. In the desert, we hear the words we speak. We hear the silence we produce. We attend to the movements of our body. We all need rest in our lives, but what other needs might we have? What do you need to be happy and content? What do you need to live an abundant life? Yes, there are the physical needs of food, shelter, and clothing. But is there more? Perhaps it is a sense of purpose, or a sense of community, a sense of meeting people where they are at, or a sense of loving our neighbor just as we have been loved. Or perhaps it is a sense of justice in being a voice in our communities and in the world. This is the kingdom of God in our midst. Now, can we go one step further? How can the church help folks to live out an abundant life? How can we empower our youth? How can we grow in compassion for one another? How can we act with justice? How can we share the peace and radical love of Jesus Christ in a secularized and consumeristic world? How can the church offer rest and healing to a weary world? I guess my question is, where is the church amidst the kingdom of God? So many questions that are sometimes difficult to answer. Jesus offered compassion and love to all who came to him. He understood their suffering. He understood their pain. He understood their tiredness. He understood the need to rest. God's presence was revealed in the compassion that Jesus shared with those who were hungry, with those who were afraid, those who needed healing, and for all who needed rest. This continues today. May we lean into that compassion. May we listen for the voice of Jesus in our hearts and in our minds. May we share it with all around us, giving thanks to the God who makes it all possible. Amen. Let us now listen to "I Heard the Voice of Jesus Say." And that is from the ELW number 611.